Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills came into this game with the second-best rushing attack in the league. But on Sunday, on a rain-soaked day here in Foxborough, Buffalo's run game was upstaged by LeGarrette Blount, who rushed for a career-high 189 yards and a pair of touchdowns in New England's 34-20 victory over the Bills.
We have to make that play, and we weren't able to make it. And you know, their kid had an outstanding game, you know, running the football and kickoff returns. And he probably had, I'm not even sure, but probably over 300 yards of offense. My hat's off to him. That's difficult to do in this league.
I think we played it poorly at times. And I think that, you know, like I said, it's easy to sit up and look at it and say, oh, that's just a, you know, generic stretch play. But there's different things. There's different ways that they block it based on what we're doing. And, you know, like I said, I thought that, you know, schematically in the first half, you know, they did a good job, you know, but like I said, we made some adjustments, you know, kind of shorted up in the second half until the last drive.
You never want to take a step back. You always want to keep progressing and keep getting better. And for us to take a step back was kind of a disappointment because we knew how good we could be, and everybody's seen how good we could be. So for us to go just take a step back, it was kind of hard for us.
Blount established the run early as he had over 100 yards rushing before halftime. As a whole, the Patriots rushed for 267 total, a season high surrendered by the Bills and the most since they gave up 270 to Seattle back on December 16th last season. Blount also broke a pair of kick returns for 83 and 62 yards after two Buffalo touchdown drives that put the Patriots in position to put 11 more points on the board. He had 334 total yards on the day.
That's definitely something that's tough to overcome, but no, we have to be able to do that, you know, and, you know, you got to give those guys credit. You know, they made a play, you know, both times they needed to, you know, in the return game. And, you know, that's just, you know, again, you got to tip your hat to them. And, you know, that's something we got to work on.
Things like that, it's tough, you know, it just shows you how close you are, but you're not there yet. And if we can get past just being close and being able to convert and, you know, and finish drives and finish games, then, you know, our record will be a whole lot different than what it is now. But everything is a learning experience, and it's something to build on, and I'm pretty sure we'll do that.
I think this game kind of, you know, takes the burst that bubble, you know what I'm saying, or balloon. But I also know moving forward I'm gonna use this as this feeling of, you know, what it's like. And I told that to the players afterwards, you know, what it's like and how hard it is to win and doing all the things the right way. And, you know, and really for me, you know, the players are going to have some time to get away. You know, tomorrow, you know, we'll get started. I promise you, as soon as Tuesday starts, we're already working ahead on 2014.
Buffalo finishes the season with a 3-3 record in the AFC East and 6-10 on the year, the first season under head coach Doug Marrone. They are also now 0-12 lifetime here at Gillette Stadium. I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.